Well, how good were the GWS Giants on Saturday when they took on the Sydney Swans? 49-point victory. They limited the Swans to 30 points. They now move into the second week of the finals where they take on Collingwood down there at the MCG on the weekend. And joining us is their midfielder, GWS midfielder Zach Lennon. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
No worries at all. Thank you for being on. Mate, tremendous win. How much confidence do you take out of that game against the Sydney Swans? And in particular, your defensive system, because to limit the Swans to 30 points and was the lowest total by any team at the SCG is a magnificent achievement.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a big, massive credit to our backline. You know, they were massive on the night. You know, they've been working towards some form lately. And, you know, as Phil Davis did a really good job on Buddy, and all the other boys did a really good job as well. So, you know, we take a bit of confidence out of it. You know, they've had the wood over us all season, so it was nice to get one back. But, you know, we just got to move on to Collingwood as quick as possible in our brutal finals.
Confidence-wise, it must be a tremendous boost going into this match against Collingwood, though.
Oh, it is, yeah, 100%. The belief just grows and grows every week with the group we got. And, you know, we knew we had to beat Sydney, their quality side, and to come out the way we did and, you know, beat them by that amount of points was, yeah, unbelievable. And, yeah, the boys have got heaps of confidence from it.
Yeah, no, you certainly would take plenty of belief out of that. And take plenty of belief out of it, the fact that Josh Kelly, star midfielder, injured his knee in the first quarter, but you didn't miss a beat and you continued on for the remaining three quarters of the game. You're outstanding. How is Josh pulled up, and is he a chance at all this weekend of playing?
Yeah, so I think he hasn't pulled up great, but in saying that, I think you know, he still could be a chance. You know, I think later on today we'll get a better idea. Yeah, but they didn't really know what it was, so we'll get the diagnosis today and you know, check if he'll be available for the weekend or potentially if we make it through for next.
Zach, we've been chatting a lot this week so far about Toby Green. Quite clearly, he's a terrific teammate of yours. Came up with those three goals on the weekend, had a big game, but we've been talking about this because we've had it in the world of rugby league with Billy Slater for the Melbourne Storm. I don't know whether you've ever seen that, but this, yeah, you know, I guess I'll call it just a lashing out of the boot to protect himself. What do you have? What's your personal view about a studs up challenge? You play forward, so what's your particular style compared to, say, Toby's?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? You know, a lot of people looking from the outside probably think it's, you know, intentional and it's going out to hurt people. But if you know Toby, he's nothing like that. He doesn't intentionally want to hurt someone, but he's seriously competitive and, you know, it's all to protect himself. But, you know, we'll just wait and see what the AFL comes out with. And if they want to change something, then, you know, they'll have to work with Toby. But, yeah, for his first game back to come out and play like that, you know, I don't think anyone can really fault him.
Zach, I'm assuming when I watch Toby Green play, he's one of those players that the opposition hate, but yeah, if you're a teammate, you love him.
Yeah, exactly. So before I got to the job, you know, I didn't know what to think of him, but as soon as I walked through the doors, you know, it's hard not to love him. He's, you know, really down to earth and gets around you straight away.
What about, mate, there was, you know, a few people suggesting that you wouldn't rush back a number of players that had missed a bit of football throughout the season, Toby being one of them, Deledio, De Boer, and Zach Williams. Remarkable, injuring his Achilles in January and to get back and play in the first game of the year in a final and didn't look out of place. Out of place, he had 23 possessions and 9 marks. He was outstanding.
Yeah, no, he was. He came back and played his role. I think, you know, he could have very easily come back the week previous, but, you know, the medical staff and I think Leon really wanted to give him, you know, another week and make sure the four boys that came in were ready and, you know, it showed on the weekend that they were. So.
No, they were very good. And in particular, Deledio for his leadership. You speak about Phil Davis. Do you think there's a guy in the competition that contains superstars as well as Phil? You know, I know he's got a tremendous record over Buddy Franklin, but it just seems, you know, when he takes, you know, the number one player in the opposition offense, he just does a remarkable job on them.
Oh, he does. You know, it still blows my mind, in my opinion. You know, I'd pick him for Australian fullback every day of the year. So, you know, he does a job every week and, you know, it shows how much of a good job he does to keep Buddy like that. And, you know, other massive full forwards. He just keeps them to, you know, no goals and limited impact.
Zach, if you guys can win on the weekend and then hopefully go on and win the title, do you think you'll be the number one team in Sydney as far as AFL's concerned and take over from the Swannies?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think, you know, they've had the reins for a long time. And, you know, I think it's about time we take it over. For this year, but you know, they had the wood over us early, and you know, we were really lucky to get over in the finals. So, you know, we'd love to go all the way, but you know, we can only look as far forward as this week.
Collingwood have got a massive supporter base, and they're expecting 90,000 odd people down there. 90,000, and you know, majority of those will be Collingwood supporters. Is the key for the Giants to start fast and sort of take the crowd out of it, and then just sort of bring it down to a skill contest?
Yeah, I think MCG is a hard one. Obviously, you know, we have our fan supporter base, but you know, opposition's, you know, they've got, you know, 80,000 of their own. So, you know, we take it into consideration, but yeah, there's not too much, you know, they're not actually on the field playing a game, you see. There's not too much you can do about it.
Yep. A couple of things. When do you travel down? Do you get an opportunity to train at the MCG beforehand? And Collingwood, what have been their strengths this year?
Yeah, so we don't normally train on the MCG before we play. I'm not sure about this week. Hopefully different. But and what was the second one?
Just with the Collingwood side. I mean, they've had a really good season. They were unlucky last week against the West Coast. Where are their strengths?
Yeah, so they're massive. You know, they're a massive contested team as well through the midfield with, you know, Treloar, Adams, Pendlebury and these kind of types. So, you know, it'll be head-to-head clash, I think, with our big boys in there. And, you know, we've both got dangerous forward lines. So, you know, I'd say it'll be who can get it in there the most. And hopefully we can score.
Well, we're looking forward to watching you play on Saturday night, Zach. We wish you all the best. I'm sure Sydney will get right behind the Giants this weekend. And let's hope you can go through to that prelim final and do one better than you did last year and go on and take out the premiership this year. So thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning, mate.
No, thank you very much for having me, guys.
Zach Langdon playing up front for GWS, and currently Collingwood with that home ground advantage, $1.58 up against the Giants at $2.40. GWS at tab.com.au is still $13 to take
good
out
price,
the title.
Good price.
If they play like they did last week.
Their best 22, I think, is as good as anyone in the competition. Yes, you've got Richmond as the standout, but GWS, if they get their team together and they play as well as we know they can, in my mind they're the team under Richmond, and they're the team that could quite possibly
take the 240.
Knock them off. Oh yeah,
take the 240.
Yeah, I'd take 240.